From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. The current message is called A Worthy Goal for Every Year. And although it was preached on New Year's Day of 2006, its truths are applicable every day of every year. The text is chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, Paul's prayer for the Colossian believers. In expounding this marvelous prayer, Dr. Cairns has been setting forth a series of goals which ought to characterize the life of every child of God. He has emphasized the need for progress in the Christian life. In addition, there is the seeking after the fullness which God desires for His people, such as fullness of assurance and fullness of joy. Then Paul prayed that those believers might live holy lives, separated from the wickedness all around them. He desired them to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. In other words, the chief end of the Christian's life should be to live in the center of God's will, pleasing the Lord rather than men. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Immediate Freedom. The text is Nahum, chapter 1, verse 13. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. The Assyrian was allowed for a season to oppress the Lord's people, but there came a time for his power to be broken. So many a heart is held in bondage by Satan, and frets sorely under the yoke. Oh, that to such prisoners of hope the word of the Lord may come at once, according to the text, Now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. See, the Lord promises a present deliverance. Now will I break his yoke from off thee. Believe for immediate freedom, and according to thy faith, so shall it be unto thee at this very hour. When God saith now, let no man say tomorrow. See how complete the rescue is to be, for the yoke is not to be removed, but broken, and the bonds are not to be untied, but burst asunder. Here is a display of divine force which guarantees that the oppressor shall not return. His yoke is broken. We cannot again be bowed down by its weight. His bonds are burst asunder. They can no longer hold us. Oh, to believe in Jesus for complete and everlasting emancipation! If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Come, Lord, and set free thy captives according to thy word. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
God's goal for us individually and as a church is progress. God's goal for us individually and as a church is fullness. And God's goal for us individually and as a church is holiness. And you'll see how he sets this goal before us in three major areas, and I will have time only to sketch them out. He speaks first of the will of God, that ye might be filled with the full or developed or mature knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Or as I think the text would indicate, we could switch where spiritual is, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What's he saying here? The discovery of God's will, that's what we must know. We must know what it is. And then conformity to God's will. I repeat a quotation, or as near as I can remember to it being a quotation, from Dr. Bob Jr. He used to say that God does not reveal his will to people in order for them to question it. God does not reveal his will to us to speculate upon. God does not reveal his will to us to argue about. God reveals his will to us to obey it, to fulfill it. The discovery of God's will, that you might be filled with this knowledge, and conformity to God's will in all that follows, in bringing it out in our lives. Particularly notice the terms, be filled with the knowledge of his will. The fullness of the knowledge of God's will is a fullness of the knowledge not of his secret purpose, not of his eternal decree. There's an awful lot of foolish people running around trying to poke their nose into the secret counsel of the eternal God. That he has such a counsel, I am delighted to acknowledge and to preach. That we are saved as the result of that counsel, I am delighted to proclaim. But I think that the warning of the old Irish articles of religion, put out by the Irish Puritan Church, the Reformed Church under Archbishop Usher, having been the first British creed really to give such attention to God's eternal decree, then they issued the warning against the folly of people seeking to dwell so much on God's secret predestination that they think they can peer into it. You can't. That's his business. Dr. Paisley used to say when people got so worried about the secret of God's predestinating purpose, he used to say, and I never forgot this coming to me as a young man, not I have to say that I had made that mistake, but I heard him say it. He said, son, you just mind your own business and leave it to God to mind his. And that was very good advice indeed. Because we have in Scripture the revealed will of God. The revealed will of God. And we're to know it. We're to have a mature knowledge of the revealed will of God. We're to have a full and a comprehensive knowledge of the revealed will of God. Where do you find God's revealed will? In the law and in the gospel. Now, I've brought together two terms there that are absolutely fundamental to the whole biblical revelation. If you go back to Martin Luther, I'm not saying it originated with him, far from it, but if you go back to Martin Luther and then on to John Calvin and all the other great reformers and to the great Protestant confessions, you will find that the understanding of Scripture is basically a proper grasp of the relation of law to gospel. We are to know both as God relates them. But I want you to see this. You're to have such a knowledge of God's word You're to be filled with a mature knowledge of God's word, God's revealed will, that you can take that word and from that word know what God would have you to do. We live in an age of moral dilemmas. We live in an age of the ambiguous, where it appears nothing's black or white anymore. Nothing's right or wrong anymore. Of course it is. But we live in an age when deliberately these lines have been blurred. And if you're going to be waylaid by the relativism of the age in which we live, you'll make a complete fiasco of life. But get a grip of God's word. Get such a grip of this book that you know what it says on the issues. And what issues we have to face as we enter a new year. We're still living in a nation that, by law, murders infants by the million. We're still living in such a country. We're living in a country that is drifting more and more to the position that Britain is now in, where it officially sanctions sodomite marriage. We have states in the United States that have reached that hellish depth. We're living in a country where more and more the culture of death is being accepted as normal, and soon you will reach the place where you'll be afraid to go to many a doctor, not knowing whether he's going to heal you or whether he's going to kill you. That's the country we're living in. Now, it doesn't matter really what I think about it. It doesn't matter what you think about it. What does that book say about it? Do you know what it says about it? Could you give an answer if asked what it says about it? Know God's word for the direction of his will. Of course, this refers also, being filled with the knowledge of his will, to the particular will of God in directing your life. I know that it has become popular among many fundamentalists to believe in a sort of species of Christian deism, where God has started you in your way, and you settle, he settles back, and you just go on, and as long as you live morally and according to the commandments, it doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or a mail carrier or a garbage collector or a shop assistant. Now, don't get me wrong, you can serve God in all those areas. But if God hasn't called you to the ministry, you ought not to be a preacher. I don't care what your talents are. I believe in knowing the will of God for this. Every preacher I find in Scripture is one who had God's will to be such. Know the will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells you how to reach there, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And let me say this to you young people. You're living in a day when the devil has you blinded. Well, he's trying to blind you. Let's say he has you blinded. Trying to blind you with the glitz and the glitter and the glamour. And the promise, the empty promise of this foolish and filthy world. Just think back to last night, New Year's Eve. If you ever wanted to see the absolute emptiness, the stupidity of this world, just think of how the world saw it an old year and saw it a new year. You had tens of thousands of people in the streets of New York and Times Square. It's just an excuse to get drunk, party. All they can do is glorify a bunch of rock stars, most of whom or booze-swilling, drug-taking, adulterous, lecherous, filthy, ungodly, the scum of all the earth. Now, I'm trying to work to make myself clear. I'm trying to learn to speak a little more strongly than I usually do. I want you to see, this is what's now being set before you. And you young people, they'll stand up there in the glitter. Now, I'm going to be very blunt. If it offends you, stuff your ears with your fingers now. You can take a prostitute and you can put her in a sequin dress. Doesn't change the filthy flesh that's underneath. And that's what you're looking at in the world. And that's what the devil uses to lure you on. To what? To what? Let me tell you, what is good? What is acceptable? What is perfect is the will of God. And you, Paul says, should prove that for yourself. It's God's will. He speaks of your walk before God in a manner that's worthy of Him. Now, I'm going to again examine you as I examine me. You're a Christian. You say, I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, are you walking in a manner that is worthy of Him? Unto all pleasing, that is in a manner and with a view to pleasing Him in all things. Pleasing Him in your private life when there's not an eye upon you. Pleasing Him in your home life. Pleasing Him in your business life. Pleasing Him in your words, your thoughts, your actions. Pleasing God in every area. Contrast what Paul says later in this epistle in chapter 3, verse 22, where he says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers. And the word men pleasers is the same root as this word that we are looking at now, pleasing Him in all things. The men pleasers can mean putting on a show. And that's not what you're to do. Hypocrisy is the enemy of Christianity. But the word in classical Greek usage is interesting. This men pleasers has the idea of cravenly bowing before someone, giving obsequious obedience to someone. And the command is, don't cower before the world. Don't play the coward. Don't bow the knee to the world. But set out by the grace of God this year and each year, this day and each day, set out to please God in Christ in every area, no matter what the world may think or no matter what the world may say.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.